21 minutes to 8 o'clock. You're listening to Breakfast with Terry Baxter. The government will announce today that it's to extend childcare support to around 80,000 more homes. At the moment, only those working more than 16 hours a week are eligible for childcare support, but ministers will remove the minimum hours rule. It means that all families receiving universal credit will qualify for financial help. So what difference will that make to families in Suffolk? We can speak to Will Gibson now. He's the Chief Executive of Suffolk Acre. Hello, Will.
Morning.
Now, this measure sounds good on paper, but will it make a big difference to people in the county?
Well, I mean, fundamentally, I think we ought to welcome any sort of removal of any restrictions and entitlements for people. But in terms of Suffolk and in terms of the rural nature of Suffolk, the problem is finding the childcare facility.
Yes, exactly, which is still a bit of an issue, isn't it?
It is, because successive governments have put in piecemeal funding. But what we see is that a number of the after-school clubs that were set up, under significant investment by the government, are now closing or have closed. So in large part of the county, there isn't any after-school childcare.
Yeah, so it's all very well having this funding, but
exactly.
there's nowhere to spend it.
There's nowhere to spend it. And I fundamentally think, most governments, they're just engaging in gesture politics. And if they're serious about enabling parents to get out to work and provide childcare, then they have to provide all-around childcare. And that has to be subsidised, because the cost of it, even with some support, is prohibitive for a lot of people.
Yeah, and at the moment, let's say there are facilities available for some people. Is it an impediment at the moment that there's a lack of childcare support if you're working less than 16 hours a week?
Well, it's the cost. I mean,
simple as that.
Yeah, and that's been a major factor. When you have to look at the ratio for staff compared to some of the children. And we have been involved in childcare before. I mean, we were supporting a number of clubs, providing, sort of the backroom services for them. And we've seen they're closed because, with the cost of things going up, people are cutting back and they're making different arrangements for childcare. And you just can't plan to have the number of kids you expected. Mm. And as a result, a number of them have closed because, the people looking at the cost of childcare and trying to do all sort of informal arrangements.
Isn't the problem, though, that, we're actually now expected to do this for ourselves, aren't we? Because, that's what big society is about. They've taken away the funding. So it's charities and organisations like Suffolk Acre. You should be doing it, Will.
Well, everything has a cost. So whether it's a charity do it, whether it's and many of those out-of-school childcare clubs, for instance, that we had, were charities, were run basically at cost. But, they won't get the numbers through to make it significant.
I mean, the problem is,
You need to tie that into the school system and actually provide childcare attached to schools and paid for by the state.
Yeah. We're still light years away from most of mainland Europe, aren't we, when it comes to childcare provision?
Exactly, and that's the point I'm making. So if we're serious about it, we have to go down that route and make sure people are not impeded from taking up employment because of the lack of childcare. And that's essential. Otherwise, what we engage in is simply gesture politics.
Mm. So do you know any group, any individuals that you're working with who will be looking to take up the offer then from the government, or do you think it's just, as you say, it's just grabbing the headlines today?
Well, I think some people will, and if it's a convenient provision and they can receive more from the government or which previously they weren't entitled to, that's a good thing. But fundamentally, like I said at the outset, it's a good thing if people are getting a greater entitlement. But you have to ensure that there's provision for people to use that money on. And essentially in Suffolk, like I said, for many areas across Suffolk, there simply isn't the childcare. And where some were set up, we've lost them.
Will, thank you very much indeed for joining us on the programme today. Will Gibson is the Chief Executive at Suffolk Acre. It's coming up to 16 minutes to 8 o'clock on Breakfast with Terry Baxter. Thanks for your company today. Really.